This is Susie Thorpe
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Talking of miracles, I think Barbara Siegel has produced a beautiful book. Good morning, Barbara. It's lovely to have you here. You are an award-winning author and garden writer.
Thank you very much. Blushing already.
So you should. It's called The Secret Gardens of East Anglia. It's a private tour of 22 gardens. And, of course, five of them are in Cambridge. First of all, just tell me, what gave you the inspiration to write such a, well, produce such a beautiful book?
Well, I came to live in the region, in Suffolk, about 30 years ago, and I found that I was visiting beautiful gardens, and I kept realising that not many people knew about them in the rest of the country, and they were wonderful. So I started collecting them, a bit like a sort of stamp collector, and gradually my number of them grew and grew. And in about 2008, I spoke to a photographer friend of mine, and Marcus Harper, and said, shall we work together and do this book on East Anglian gardens? And that's where it started.
I'd like to talk about the secret part of it, because that's a lovely word, isn't it, secret? When you say, you can say gardens in East Anglia, and we'd still be very excited about it. But when you say secret gardens, there's two sides to that. Secret, because it's very inviting to do that. Mm. And also, it's... they're private tours, aren't they? So
yes.
it's by invitation or through the... is it the National
Garden Scheme?
Yes.
Yes. It started off just being a collection of East Anglian gardens, but when we finally found our publisher, the publisher had a series which was called The Secret Gardens of the Cotswolds or The Secret Gardens of somewhere else, so they wanted it to be Secret Gardens. And that was quite difficult because many of the gardens are well known and are open to the public on quite a regular basis, but only by if they're advertised as open, you can't just bowl up. So I had to deconstruct the word secret, because I knew people would say just what you've said. So first of all, yes, they are inviting gardens. You approach them, often you can't see the whole garden. But my sort of big moment came last year when I was in America, and I was in a garden that I'd read all about and thought I knew everything about it. But until I actually stepped onto it, I realised I knew nothing about it. So that helped me to suggest to people that until you go through the garden gate, it's unknown to you. You might have read about it, you might have seen pictures, but what you experience as you go into the garden is the garden unlocking its secrets for you. So that was my way round it.
Talking of pictures, Marcus Harper, he is a very dear friend of yours.
He
passed away in August this year, didn't he?
He did, just before we published the book in September. But we were able to share the joy of seeing a hard copy together in early June. And we had a wonderful time working on the book. Lots of laughter, and the garden owners were all wonderful to us. And Marcus was a very, very special, very brave person, absolutely positive. And I'm sure he would be reveling in all the publicity and fun that the book is having.
Well, it goes hand in hand, doesn't it? The written word and pictures, they complement each other. And this particular book, it does it perfectly. You have some beautiful pictures, and your writing is wonderful.
Thank you.
What's been the surprise part of this, producing this book? Have the gardens surprised you, or the people? Or because I love the different perspective of this book. I love, as you say, we think we know our own garden and we think we know other people's gardens, but actually we don't, do we?
No, I think one of the surprising things was how interesting the garden owners were. Most of them have been at their gardening in those particular places for a long time, and it was lovely to look back with them to the beginnings when they would describe that there was nothing there, it was a bare earth, just a field, and you see the product of, say, 10 or 15 years of gardening, what they've created, is an absolute joy and a triumph for them. And most of them said they knew nothing when they started.
Now, that is very refreshing to hear, actually, because when you go along to these lovely gardens and visit them when they're open, you think that they know everything and anything about gardens. And that's really, really quite reassuring, actually, because anyone can garden, can't they?
That's right. I think we've all got it in us. We all like to grow something, a pip or a a broad bean to see it sprout, all of those things. And it'd be brilliant if we could get children involved at an early age as well.
So much to talk about. I want to know, obviously, we're in Cambridge. You've got five gardens in this book, and one of them is just around the corner. It's number 38. And if I remember rightly, Norfolk Terrace, that's it, as it's literally behind us. Now, tell us a little bit about this garden.
Well, it was one that I didn't know, but Marcus found it, and I went to see it, and I was absolutely bowled over by it. It's the smallest garden in the book, 8 by 10, but packed with plants inside a very high wall, so you've got no idea it's there, and it's usually open only one day a year for the National Garden Scheme. The two garden owners, John and Morris, have gardened there for quite a few years, and they love living in Cambridge and having this garden. They didn't really think that so many people would come the first time it was open, and they had 75 people passing through the garden. And it is just, it's perfect because it's got everything you'd like in a garden. Shady parts, floral parts, water features.
In 8 foot by 10 foot, as you say, it's got a pool, a patio, and Spanish arches.
Spanish arches, which John created from plumber's merchant downpipes and marine ply. And when you look at it, you just think, well, I'm in the Alhambra. It's wonderful.
Now, you write a blog. You have a fantastic website, Barbara, and you write a blog. But your beginnings was really quite interesting because your first book was with your late husband, Holly and the Ivy.
Mm.
And I read somewhere that you won an award for this. This is your first book, and you won an award in America.
I did. It was wonderful. The book came about because we lived in a house which was called Holly Cottage, and I started collecting china, which had holly and ivy on it. And then I started thinking about the plants, and there were hundreds of different holly species and varieties and a similar number for ivies, and I just thought, I can talk about those and combine them in a book. And I think holly and ivy are very big in America, so perhaps that it had an advantage there.
Well, it's certainly apt for this time of year. You won an award. It was called the Silver Trowels Award, wasn't
yes.
it? It's a great name, isn't it?
That's right. I didn't get a silver trowel.
But you definitely won the award, and that was the American Garden Writers. Now, part of the beginning of this book, you've got, it's a foreword by Beth Chatto. Now, she yes. is also a dear friend of yours as well, isn't she?
Beth is a wonderful friend and a mentor, and she lives not far away in near Colchester. Her garden is so well known that we couldn't possibly say it was a secret garden. It obviously was a very private garden when it started, but with it being so public and so open, we couldn't really squeeze it in that way. But I was delighted when Beth said she would write the foreword for the book because she knew both Marcus and me, and she was very generous in her thoughts about it.
Elton Hall is another one of Cambridgeshire, and you've got Kirtling Tower in Cambridgeshire, and then you've got the Manor in Hemingford Grey, that's right, and then you've got the Manor House in Fenstanton as well, and of course the one that we talked about is number 38 Norfolk Terrace. That's such a great name, isn't it, for a garden? I absolutely love it. All around Cambridge, and of course we've got most of the gardens, all the ones come from Cambridgeshire, Suffolk, Essex and Norfolk. They're the four counties.
Yeah.
And you talk about the light, the extraordinary light. I'd love to hear why you think the light is so extraordinary.
Well, I suppose it's because we're on the east and we get these beautiful sunrises and very early light in the day. I know that in the west there are wonderful sunsets, and of course we see the western sunset, but it's just something about the eastern light and the early morning. And wide horizons, some people will say that our region is flat, uninteresting, but because the horizon is so wide, you get a really big view, and that's what I love, is the high skies and the clouds and this light. And I think artists like Gainsborough and Constable and Cotman, people like that, have painted beautiful work using that light.
When I was a little girl, I was absolutely fascinated by the novel, The Secret Garden. And so, for me, this just epitomises a lovely story that you're going to produce for everybody here. A lovely, lovely story about going into Secret Garden, not knowing what you want or what you can see, and being enthused by it. And that's how the story ended up, that this little girl was completely nonplussed about a garden, and then she decided that it was her whole life, and it changed her attitude to lots of things.
And didn't she, in the garden, meet the young, sort of slightly antisocial young man in the garden? And I always think that I've got lots of friends from my gardening life. So I think a garden makes you friends as well.
It does. You're absolutely... It's been a pleasure talking to you, Barbara Siegel.
Thank
you very much. Now, to get hold of the book, you can get it online, and you can get most bookshops as well. And I think Amazon too, is that right?
Yes, it is on Amazon.
And for the National Garden Scheme, you need... Did you say the website is live now?
Yes, the website just went live a couple of days ago with next year's Yellow Book or Gardens to Visit book. So you can plot and plan all your garden visiting next year in Cambridge, Norfolk.
Excellent. And you can also plot your Christmas presents right now, can't you? I'm going to plot that for you. I'm going to tell you. I've got the book here and I'm going to take some more photos of inside. But if it's a fantastic Christmas present, I, for one, have ordered two already. I'm not telling anybody who's got the present, but I have ordered two already. I think it's absolutely delightful. And Barbara, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
And for all your gardening lovely writing that you and lots of adventures. Thank you so much indeed.
Thanks very much.